This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We're going to have a great show today because, do you know what, there's just two of us in the studio. Last week there was eight and it was so, I love all the people. I do love all of the people, but sometimes people en masse can be a bit much. But we are going to have guests in the studio. We'll be talking to, of course, the lovely ladies from Caravan Show, which is on down at, not the camping and caravan show. That would be weird.
That's weird. This weekend, I believe. Leisure Fest.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so. No, Caravan, of course, is part of the Melbourne Festival, which is on at the moment. And if you're a theatre nut, you are very busy.
Nikki Wilkes and Susie D, who are acting and... I think Susie directed and was part of the writing team. Anyway, they're co-creators of the project and it's a fabulous show that we've both seen. I loved it. They'll be coming in shortly after 4:30.
Joy.
Now, you love a holiday.
Oh, I do.
You love to go on a driving holiday with your partner.
Yes.
Your lucky thing in your fancy new car. Not your new car.
It's
your
a restored
thing.
Old
when
car.
My family used to do a lot of caravanning holidays.
Yes.
And it's great when you're on a holiday.
Spending time in a motel close, till I was like
35.
Would
you? In the back of the car.
Caravan. Fuck's sake.
Used to love caravanning with the family.
I don't believe you.
It's nice on a holiday.
You're a private school girl. I can't really see you caravanning.
Shut up. It was a very fancy caravan.
Yeah, right, with satellite dish on top.
Holidaying is one thing, but can you imagine, just close your eyes and imagine, your mother's still alive and you love her very dearly.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you reckon you could last in a caravan with your own mother?
10 minutes.
Living, not holidaying.
Oh. No, I'm going to go 10 minutes.
I don't have that. My mother is long past, but I would...
Borrow mine.
I reckon that's a sitcom. I reckon you can actually say, mothers and daughters in a caravan, how long will they... Line them up.
You could borrow the mother from caravan, which we're going to speak
that's
about
right.
very shortly. Cause the
nice segue, mate.
I know.
The lovely Nikki Wilkes and Susie D, stars and... co-creators of Caravan, are going to be coming into the studio very, very shortly indeed.
Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9, you're with Dano and Mason, and we are driving you homo until 6:30. Dano, one of the best things about being in Melbourne at this time of year is, of course, the Melbourne Festival. And you know one of the best things about that? International artists. Love them. Everyone flocks to see the international artists, don't
really?
They?
No.
Apparently.
Not this little
But you know what I've dug out? A little nugget, which is a local show. Here.
World premiere, though. That
world
makes it international
for local
in my
show.
Eyes.
Well, that actually doesn't make
word.
Sense.
It does, because it's the start of a big international thing.
Locally.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, we digress.
And you know, of course, I'm a bit of a philistine about the arts, and I live an hour's drive from the city.
Yeah.
So I'm very selective about what
you
I see.
You hoiked up to see this.
I did.
Well, let's not hold them in suspenders
I went to
any longer.
Night, in fact.
we're talking, of course, about a show... called Caravan.
Which, of course, was the attraction for me. I didn't even read the description.
You just love caravans.
I love a caravan.
You thought it was a caravan and camping show. You went,
caravan.
I'll go to that.
Yeah. No, I was getting ideas for what
Sausage
to do with
sizzle.
Our caravan. When our caravan's finished, I'm like, I could do some theatre. That works.
We have, of course, live in the studio, Susie D and Nikki Wilkes, who are co-creators and stars of it. And Susie D is actually one of... four writers? Welcome, welcome, welcome,
hello.
Ladies.
Hello. Wrong.
No,
go
know.
On. I'm sorry. I'm not one of the writers.
I thought you were.
No.
Patricia Cornelius, Melissa Reeves, Angus Sherini and Wayne McCauley wrote it.
That's right.
You're one of the writers of Shit?
No, I directed Shit.
She doesn't write.
No, I... Shut... Excuse me. I will answer my own questions, Nicole Wilkes.
Now, I get scared when, because the show is brilliant, and congratulations, I loved it last night when I went to see it. Dano also. We've connected on a bit of theatre, which very rarely happens.
Yeah.
It is a difficult, it's as, there is a spoiler alert. No, not a spoiler alert. There is a spoiler in, like there's something in the show that happens that we can't talk about, obviously, just to build suspense. So when you're describing the show, how do you talk about it, Susie? How do you introduce the plot and the...
I say it's a story, it's a narrative. We follow a little narrative with a mother and a daughter, and they have been living in this caravan for approximately 40 years, and it's about their relationship, the loves, the hates, the dependence, the codependence, all the ugly bits come to the surface when you're in close proximity.
Mm.
So, yeah. It's
and the love.
And the love. Lots of love. Mm. Lots of love, lots of humour, but lots of brutality is there as well. So, yeah, the mother's dying, the mother needs the daughter wants to leave, but she can't really leave. So it's that sort of, you know, that relationship that tears you apart a little bit.
Mm.
It takes you on a big roller coaster, I thought, because I laughed and I almost cried.
That's my life from 1972 to 81, just in 2 hours. That's what it feels like.
Yeah,
it's harrowing. I was surprised how emotional I was at it, but I think it's depending on what your life experience has been, particularly with your mother.
Yeah.
And with alcohol and family and that kind of stuff. And it's just like, and illness. It was just sort of, for me, I found it quite harrowing at times. And I think Nikki's character, even though I don't have a lot of shared experience and upbringing with that character, I found it really quite challenging. How do you find it to play her, Nikki?
Well, I'm a little bit exhausted. It is, like you say, it is a bit of a roller coaster.
You're only halfway there, mate.
Yeah, halfway there.
Come on.
Got quite a few to go. So I suppose, you know, you go through a gamut of emotions in an hour and 15. So, but it is, you know, it's quite comical at times, so that's great. It gets really light and funny.
And physical comedy as well.
Yeah, and physical. And so, and those kinds of things, they also make it different every night.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Oh, so you need to go back again.
Yeah. It's a bit of improvising around.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
Yeah.
So, of course, you don't just rock up and do the show from the first day. It's how much work goes into it in the lead up? I know that you just came from another show that only finished a few weeks ago.
Nikki actually had the idea to do this work in a caravan and invited me along to create it with her, you know, and to act together. We've worked together for many, many years, me in a directorial capacity and Nikki as a performer, and we've created a few other works together. But this time, you know, suddenly performing together and choosing the four writers but I think we've been working on it for about a couple of years.
Right, okay.
Yeah, with the writers, we've been sort of developing it really slowly. We have all these great dinners, these raucous arguments and, you know, proposed lots of scenarios for the two of us. And we went away for a weekend one time.
In a caravan?
No, we weren't in a caravan.
We should have been in a caravan. We did go to Lymeville and we...
We did have a little time in a caravan.
Spent 2 days in a caravan.
Not with the writers as such.
No.
But it has been a long process. It's not like you commission writers and they write this thing. It really... They know us very well as performers as well. So I think it's been really sort of tailor-made us as people, which is so great. And we've been developing a web series as well. So we got money from Gender Matters with a couple of producers, Maria Theodorakis and Trudy Hellier, and we've sort of been developing a web series alongside it as well.
Based on these characters and their setting?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
It's called Caravan of Love. It's based around Nikki's character, the daughter, going on these series of Tinder dates.
Right.
Which are all in the caravan.
The mother.
Is the mother.
She's
still
included as well. She has one as well.
She's not very...
She's just masturbating in the... Now, I'm only saying that because that, you know...
No, let's not go there.
Because I know Susie Dean.
Thank you very much. Okay, moving right along. Next question, please, ladies.
I want to talk about the staging of the... don't have to give away too much about the set, but the set is brilliant. It's actually staged outside in the forecourt of the Malthouse Theatre. I went last night and it was a gale force wind and storming, but it was actually added to the ambience of the... show. So who's behind the staging and the set design?
Well, we always had the idea that we wanted to do it outside and we thought it'd be great for a festival. But, you know, October in Melbourne. So it's not quite in the forecourt, as you've probably noticed. It's in the undercroft. It's sort of in that sort of undercover section.
Undercroft's a good word.
Undercroft.
Last week we had Kath Mainland in from the festival and she called it something, a weird Scottish word, and we're all like, don't know what you're talking about. A voile or a volley or something?
Oh, no.
Anyway.
A void? No.
No.
We're performing in a void.
Yeah.
No, the Undercroft.
Yep.
Yeah. But and we sort of we had to think about which the orientation of the caravan in terms of where the wind's going to come. You know, what are we going to look at? Because the caravan is in place, but you know, around the caravan is a vista. So we wanted to we thought the idea of looking at a skyline, the city, seeing the art centre spire and the buildings that frame the caravan.
Well, it really works great. Because I thought if this was a caravan in a theatre, it wouldn't have that kind of. It just wouldn't work in terms of that sort of claustrophobic thing, but I really felt like I was part of an on-site caravan. In my mind, I could see other caravans in the caravan park.
Yeah.
And when Nikki goes in and out of the caravan on the odd occasion, I feel like she's going into the annex and then out into the world.
Yes,
to the world.
That's great.
It filled in all the things that...
We had a storm last Friday, I think it was, and we actually had to get the bucket out. Because the caravan was leaking.
Yeah. The actual bucket.
The bucket. Without giving too much away. bucket.
And the storm sort of came through and it drenched half the audience. So it became like a bit of a vaudeville show. Nikki and I started improvising. But everyone had blankets and put them up. And we thought they might have left. But no, they loved it. They actually loved the environmental experience.
Yeah. Because you can hear, you can occasionally hear the freeway in the background and it... Again, my mind filled in, they've got a really shit caravan park too. Like, it's a really shit site. This is just terrible for
everyone. And no one's pointed out, you know that area next to Acker and Malthouse, there's that big red steel structure?
Yeah.
The stink pipe, isn't it?
Yeah.
From the tunnel.
The rubbish and the poo's shitty smells go. Then we're right next to that. Well, so it's very apt.
Well, not very far.
Now, I will say that there should be a language warning, a slight language warning.
Oh, just a little.
It is a little blue, isn't it?
Just a little.
Some of the material, a little bit of blue.
Well, that's, you know, you're demonstrating a particular...
World.
Slice of life.
That's right. Yeah. Nikki, when you go outside the caravan... to the back of the set to do some things that you do out there. Into the annex. Which we know, because of being the other side of the caravan, that it is open to the world. And you're out there presumably by yourself. I'm not sure if you've got a stage manager person back there. Has any member of the human public ever interacted with you? Because you're making quite some noise out there.
Yes, some particular noises. No, I had two people walk past, I think not last night, not before. Mm. I really thought they were going to say something, but no.
Yeah, I saw
A
guy walked past last night and he sort of stopped and I went, come on, mate.
Help her out. Where's St Kilda Road?
It is brilliant.
Because you are marked up, of course.
It is dialogue heavy. I guess you're actors, so you're used to that. But I just sit there, I focus so much on how do they know, how can they do that? Is that just something that just, I guess you've both worked in theatre so long, but
I have to be honest, it's been a bit of a challenge for me because I've been really on the directing end for quite some time. Mm. But suddenly being thrown in the deep end, being an actor, having to retain all these lines, I don't think I've got it perfect any night yet. Is that true, Nicole?
It's true.
Hence Susan. It's different every night then.
Nikki's very good at ad-libbing.
But you're also playing a character who is, you know, in bed, unwell and...
Exactly.
You know, and
that's a bit forgetful.
Mm. That's right.
She's probably on the edge of dementia.
Yeah, there was a couple of slips last night and I thought, she's probably worked that into the...
That's right, I did, Dee. Absolutely. A very good actor like that.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you.
Now, the season runs for another... Tell us the dates, Nikki Wilkes.
Oh, gosh. It runs to the 22nd of October.
Nightly?
Six nights a week.
What's your off night?
Monday.
Oh, yeah.
We do
yeah.
two shows on Friday and Saturday. We do a 7:30 and a 9:30 p.m.
Well, that's a good show to get the 9:30. Yeah. Geez, that'd be hard to back
it is
up,
good
wouldn't it?
We're warm by then.
We're very warm.
We know the lines by then.
Well, not every line.
I should point out that you do get blankets when you turn up.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, blankets and a cushion.
I had a lovely crochet number that had $3.99 price sticker on it.
I had
is it really?
Yeah.
I had a guy sat next to me who was in a suit. And I'd read the thing and I knew what was going on. I bought a little jacket and we had our blankie and everything. He was sitting there in a suit. I'm not sure, he might be some famous arts administrator. I don't know. And he looked at me and he goes, did you know this was going to be outside? And I said, yes. And he goes, did you know, how come you knew how to... I said, well, I read the program. And then he's on his phone and he's going, no, it's outside. It's outside. No, we're outside. It's a caravan, but we're outside.
Okay. We're not in the caravan.
He enjoyed the show.
As soon as the show finished, he's on his phone. He goes, I just saw this thing. We're outside. Wow.
Where was he?
He was outside.
Outside.
Oh,
yes.
You're not in the caravan.
Not in the caravan.
Anyway.
So can I ask, are you going to hitch it to a tow bar and take it on the road or not?
Where
is it roadworthy? I mean, the show and the carrier?
Not quite at the moment, but could be.
Could be.
Yeah, but we're definitely going
to. If you want to sell it, my partner is always looking to restore things. So.
Well, we are going to store it, and yeah, we hope it's got a life. It'd be great to sort of take it. Great to go on the road.
It is great that having developed those characters and all that sort of relationship between them, that there's another project based on it.
Mm.
Do you think this content could travel internationally? Or is it necessarily Australian?
Oh, it could go to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Wilkes is looking for a trip to New Zealand.
Ireland.
I think it could.
Go to Ireland.
Because it is, it's language-based, so I think, it could go to England.
I reckon the UK for sure.
I think they'd connect with the earthy working-class characters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gee, dream big, Dee. It's good.
Yeah, no, I love it. I really loved the show, and I love to see you both performing always, and I wish you well, of course. Gosh, you look tired, Wilksy.
Oh, thanks.
It's a fabulous show. I believe that it's selling very well, and I'm not sure. Do you know if tickets are available still?
Yeah, they are. There's a few shows that are sold out, but there's still probably a good dozen or so.
And given that it's a double up on Friday night,
So you need to go to festival.melbourne, something like
that. There's two booking places. Mm. It's either through the Melbourne Festival or Malthouse.
Oh, you go straight to Malthouse, get your tickets, laughing.
Yes. And if it says, sold out, go back to Melbourne Festival.
Yeah.
See if they've got some.
There you go.
Play the system. Well, that's what it's all about.
I reckon also turn up on the night if someone's put off by the weather.
Exactly.
Just outside.
Do you know what? Go in a parka and you're bound to get in because somebody will go, this is ridiculous outside.
Take a lovely chenille bedspread. I like the one in the caravan.
Oh, it's time for some tunes. Thanks so much, ladies, for coming.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.